Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, the podcast where we're helping you get hotter, happier, healthier, and wealthier. I'm your co-host, Natalia, and this is my co-host, Kat.
Hi.
And we're really just taking you guys on the journey of being entrepreneurs and building our own businesses and building our dream lives from scratch through the highs and lows, the ups and downs, and hopefully just inspiring you that if we can figure it out and we don't know what we're doing, you can totally do it too. So right now we're in a series that Kat is going to tell you a little bit more about, but we are doing this How's It Going series throughout the podcast that we're splitting up other episodes. We're still doing interviews with people we look up to and talking about some fun other topics, but our How's It Going series is pretty special. Kat, you want to tell us more about it?
Yeah, for sure. So if you guys, we have already put one episode out. It's called like How's It Going Day One. And we are going to keep doing this series where it's basically you guys getting a little bit of an insight of how our life is going, exactly what it means, but also from the business perspective, from the lifestyle perspective, what we're doing, just a very candid, almost like Nat and I are just FaceTime, like doing a FaceTime call and you guys are joining and we're catching each other up and just talking about the highs and the lows and everything in between. Just a really candid and laid back version of just pure getting everything out and catching up.
Which is literally what it feels like, because for those of you guys that don't know, Kat is traveling all over the world. We're both always busy doing things and she's my best friend. So it literally feels like a FaceTime catch-up call.
Yeah, so for sure.
We're going to go through the different areas of our lives and kind of catch you guys up. We have some, I don't know. I feel like every week I'm like, oh, I don't know if you feel this way, Kat, but it doesn't always feel eventful. But then when you start talking about it, you're like, wait, a lot has happened.
Yeah, for sure. And I think especially between you and I, we don't really like, it's not like we call often. So when we do call, our calls go for like an hour, 2 hours, which is why I feel like these podcasts also go for longer, because we just have so much to say.
We're literally just catching up. Yeah. On the internet. Okay. No, have you seen that meme, Kat? That's like, it's the one where you call your best friend and they're like, and I walked through the forests of Africa. And
yes.
I like had a meeting with the cartel and blah, 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 blah. I'm like totally butchering the meme, but that's to me, if you know this meme and you can find it, literally please insert it here.
I found a contact with criminal connections in the southeast of England and set up a covert meeting with a top cocaine dealer.
But that's what it feels like. Okay, so Kat, you have been on some fun adventures recently. Where in the world are you right now? So, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so right now I'm in Portugal. I just got here like 2 days ago. I was in Finland, up in Lapland. I was doing something super, super cool. I had never even known really it was a thing. But it's, so you take the kite surfing, but you do it in the snow with a snowboard. So it's snow kiting. And it was just so much fun because it's a combination of two things that I really love, the snowboarding and the kite surf. But I have to say it was also, we were negatively blessed. I don't want to say we were badly impacted, because in a sense, everything is a blessing in disguise. At least I like to think so. But
I'm in a good mood, guys.
That's right. No, but we had some pretty crappy weather. Really bad, actually. And we didn't really have a lot of wind. And you need wind to kite. So
it was more like a snowboarding trip.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we only kited like 3 days out of the trip. But it was still really fun. Like, definitely would recommend if you are a snowboarder and you like the aspect of controlling a kite, or you like kite surfing and be happy to try in the snow, definitely try it out. It is super fun because you're like going up the mountain, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's, which is super cool. It's such a foreign feeling to me. I'm like, I'm so excited. Next year, I'm coming with you, Kat.
That's in terms of what I'm doing. Well, and now I'm not doing that anymore. I'm in Portugal for the next couple of days. But where are you at? Are you in Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah. Have you I honestly, since like January of this year, have kind of been, and I'm going to talk more about this later, but I feel like I've been in kind of a different routine. I've never been so stable in my whole life. And so I feel like from like January till Well, I guess that's not even true. I was in Utah in January on a snowboarding trip, but for the most part, I've been here. And most of March, I was here as well. But we did have 14 friends of ours come visit, and they're all like creators, people who are like super into like snowboarding, like extreme sports, skydiving, entrepreneurs. So it just felt like really cool because, Kat, I know me and you feel this way, but sometimes like, I feel like a lot of the people that I relate to the most don't always live in the same area as I do. And I'm okay with that. But I think especially when you're taking a route that's like not the typical 9 to 5 or like college to corporate pipeline, it can like feel sometimes like you're the only one. Obviously, this is so dramatic, but like it can feel like you're like alone in your journey. And then being surrounded by so many people for like the 7 days that they were here was so much fun. And honestly, so life-giving, where I was just like, wait, okay, I remember why I'm doing this. This is really fun. I'm not alone in this. And
I felt like I was missing out. Yeah. I was seeing them, and that was sending me a bunch of texts, and I was like, oh, damn it. Oh,
She's in Finland, literally kitesurfing, and she's, or, you know what I mean?
No kiting, yes.
Kat, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say that I feel like kitesurfing, heli skiing, like all of those type of stuff, like it's so hard to plan because it's so condition related. And I feel like you have to go into it with the expectation that like, you have to kind of go into it with the expectation that you're going to have fun no matter what happens. Sure. And like, appreciate the magic if it does show up.
100%. That's why I still kept that blessing word in there, even though you shouldn't, because it's a blessing in disguise, guys. Even though it doesn't go your way sometimes, you can still have the most amazing time.
I know.
So it was really good.
But back to what I was saying, Kat, is I've missed you so much, and I'm really excited I get to see Kat soon. And but actually, while all the people were here, they may or may not have like convinced me to potentially think about doing another half Ironman in June.
Okay.
I'm here for it. I'm like really, really debating because I hurt my knee. I want to hear, have you hurt yourself at all when you were kite snow? Because this is your first time snow kiting. Did you get yourself in a sketchy situation? I'll get back to what I was saying, but did you get yourself in a sketchy situation like through trees or?
Yeah, but I didn't have enough time to get myself. I feel like if I had enough, like, all the days were windy, I would have definitely hurt myself because it was my first time trying. So I was just getting the hang of it the first like two or first day, honestly. And then the rest of the other 2 days that we did was super light winds. So it wasn't like you could really do any jumps or tricks or anything like that. So I feel like if there was stronger winds, I would have definitely gotten hurt. But yeah, otherwise, but I know you have, you are like a very accident prone person.
It's
so
horrible.
And just to clarify, you have done already a half Ironman before, right?
Okay, so I did a half Ironman, and honestly, this would be a really funny episode to talk about willpower on, but it was sheer willpower. Like, there was no training, and my body hurt so bad. This was in college, and it was because some of my guy friends said that I couldn't do it, so I signed up. I literally bought the bike 2 weeks before. I trained some, like I could swim the mile, but that didn't really, I'd only biked 26 miles in my life beforehand. I was dead last, like to the point, I think I talked about this in the episode with Celine, but I was dead last to the point where like they shut down the tables and I thought I was lost. And I was so unprepared. I had no water, no food, no watch, no phone. I thought I was lost. Eventually I finished. And the only reason I didn't finish in absolute last place, it took me 8 hours.
But you did it.
But I did it. So I'm like hopeful that this time it would be better because I'd actually train, but I'm worried. I think I'd have to train the bike. But my worry is my knee, like I couldn't even, I went snowboarding this last week and I was at a wedding in on Crystal Mountain for my cousin. And I guess she got married outside of Crystal Mountain. It wasn't there. It was near Mount Rainier. But my knee, I've been ignoring it for a while. I hit a tree a couple weeks ago and like it wasn't even impressive. I was going so slow, got caught under a tree and like bent over and my knee just like kind of bent. I thought I was like fine. And I've just been like going on it even though it's hurt. And this last weekend I was riding and I couldn't ride. I had to take the gondola down the mountain. So I got one lap in. I'm really hoping that it gets better, but maybe I'll just train swimming. Anyway, I'll keep you guys updated, but that's like my new possible obsession. So Kat, if you want to do it.
I've always wanted to, like, that's always been something in my bucket list. And when I lived in Whistler, they would do the Iron Man, was always there, the full one. And I was like, oh, one day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do this, you know?
We have
to. We're still on Monday. I don't know. We're saying on this day. Maybe it's still one day. It's further out. Maybe I would do a half Iron Man. The water part is not scary. The run part is not scary. It's in a sense. Not that I don't think I'm not going to do, like, I think I'm going to be dying, but not scary in the sense that, like, I'm not too intimidated by it, besides the fact that I'm going to be dying. Like, if there's exhaustion, the bike is what?
Me too, because it's literally 56 miles is a lot, and that's not even a full, it's a half. So, no, but Kat, maybe I'll convince you. I'm not going to waste your time on this podcast, but I'm going to see if I can convince you, because it's – I don't know. We'll see. But that's – she said, maybe that's still a one day. Honestly, Preston says that that's a grandpa activity. Like, that's something that he's going to do when he's 50. And I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, that's – I feel like willpower, honestly, what I've discovered is, like, as long as you can just keep going, like, as long as you can just not quit, like, you can suffer for any amount of time.
Your body can go for so much longer than you actually think, right? Like, even when you're just gymming and you're doing those, like, extra reps, it's so incredible how much – energy and how much strength your body will actually suddenly give you, right? So it's it's very
but that doesn't mean your body won't hurt. And honestly, at this point, I'm not willing to hurt my body anymore, so I have to train, otherwise I will get injured. So
that's a great leap forward, because Nat cannot but struggles to balance. She, like, when it comes to activities like adrenaline or anything, she has major FOMO. She cannot miss out on it.
Yeah. Kat, you're not different. You're just talented.
Yes.
Kat just doesn't get injured as much. She does get sick, but she doesn't get injured. Kat, no, that's so funny. But I feel like that's like, our life update. And then after our friends left, I went to the wedding in Washington and then came back. Honestly, it was really hard to juggle work during all of it. But overall, it was good. Kat, how are you doing mentally?
Okay, no. This is a rough topic. Okay. No, actually, I'm a very, I don't know if I just say mentally unstable person. No.
No, emotionally cold.
I get very big highs and I get very big lows. Not in terms like my personality changes, but I just like if something goes right, I get such a big adrenaline on it. And I'm like, oh my word, like this is incredible, you know? Like, and it's such an amazing. It's very similar to my dad, actually. I'm very very similar in that sense. And then if it's something negative, it's like the whole world is just dying, you know? And it's I don't know what I can do. And it's like it's a constant roller coaster for me. But I have to say, with like. I know we said this so many times, but I will keep on saying it. When you have a community,
yes,
especially even if it's a like in my case, a girlfriend,
same,
that chases, has the same mentality, has the same interests, like interests in the sense of like you can share experiences and has the same kind of motivation and goals of like going forward and doing their best. It is so incredible just knowing in the back of your head that you have a support system and a pillar where you are like not alone through this hectic journey, especially if it's in the field of like entrepreneurship. And having Nat really, and I call her and I get all emotional. I'm like, Nat, thank you so much. You know,
like, I love you.
No, but really, because it's like, it's propelled me so much more into a more, again, not that I, not putting myself, I'm not a mentally unstable person in terms of like,
guys, she's
I go insane. It's just, I don't feel so alone, you know, in these like insane goals that I'll set for myself. And also Nat and I, we like, there's three things right now that, businesses that we are, doing together. So it's just, it's like our personalities work really well. Like I have some amazing friends, like really amazing, but I could never start a business with those people.
Same.
Just because when it comes to the work, like the balance, like it's super important, guys. Don't start a business just because you're friends.
100%. Okay. That's such a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. I can testify to that. Not with Nat, but with previous.
It's been awful with you, Nat.
No, not with Nat. But really, like, and I know you also share that same belief, but it's like, you really need to make sure that the person compliments you. And if it is your friend, then even better. And that's what happened with me and Nat, is that we became friends, but we also worked really well in the field work. So mentally, to sum it up, sorry, it's been a little bit long, but I am actually in a really stable place, in the sense of I'm very focused on work. I'm very focused on my goals. I have a lot more of a sense of direction, and I'm very much more at peace. And I'm very excited about what's like coming ahead.
Even through the highs and lows, I feel the exact same way, because, Kat, help me understand if I'm going to say what I think you said, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Okay. But I feel like part of what you're saying is that, like, when you're going through this journey alone, sometimes, like, it's really easy to get knocked off track with your goals and feel emotionally like, I don't know, I feel this way where, like, when you don't have, when you know your friends are doing crazy things too, you're like, I don't know if I can do it, but we're going to try together. Like, we're going to just keep going together. And it's like, it's this stability that it's like, even though life is crazy, you don't feel as emotionally alone when something goes wrong with, because it will. Like, something that I've learned is, like, life, like, there's always going to be something going wrong. So you just can't like focus on it. And you have to have a really good community around you. And you have to focus on what is working. And then just take the, like, for me, I'm like, I view failures as a way to grow now. I'm like,
100%
that are happening, the closer I am to the one that's actually going to work. And the only way that you lose is you quit. And it's really fun. It's so fun having a friend that is just like, anything can happen. And I know that, like, we have each other. So it's very nice.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll, like, carry each other through the hardships.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So
pause. Wait. Pause. Yeah. My camera shut off.
Of course.
Stupid.
The different camera angles give us some spice. Guys, if you are not watching this on YouTube, you totally should, because you're going to see how our cameras are changing every other episode, halfway through the episode. Here's the thing. We are still trying to find a camera that will hold through with us. So if you guys are like a vlogger, like a professional vlogger, please give us tips, because clearly our SD cards cannot hold one episode on them. I don't know what's wrong with them.
It's not good. Anyways, but it's actually just us spicing it up and making it look cool. No, it's a struggle.
We'll ignore it. Let's transition into work and just chat about, like, what's been happening there. I feel like, well, something I really want to touch on quickly is, as I feel like as businesses are growing, so does stress level. So like, and a quote that I've been saying so much recently is, like, I cannot complain about having too much on my plate when I ask to eat. Like, I ask to eat, so I cannot complain about having too much on my plate. And these are such good problems to have. But, like, I'll start with my marketing agency, and then we'll get into the other projects. But my marketing agency has been growing so much, which has been amazing. But at the same time, with that, with the number of clients you have, also does the fact that you're not going to be a good fit for every single one of them. And for me, as a recovering people pleaser, which I may have talked before on this podcast, but, like, being in business and being a people pleaser just does not go well hand in hand. So I feel like I'm really learning how to maintain stress and regulate my nervous system when you have 10, 15 people in business who are all vying for your attention. And you have to learn to set boundaries, especially with, like, the people who take a lot, and understanding that, like, conflict is a part of having clients. That is life. Like, you cannot have clients and not like, you're learning to work with very many different types of personalities, and also learning for myself that I have a right, like, as a business owner, like, I actually don't need all of my clients. And I still feel like it's like a job where, like, if you lose a client, I haven't stepped into my power yet of remembering that actually, oh wait, I'm the boss, I'm in charge, and I can actually deny people right to my service. And I think that's been like a really, I think that's, like, the next stage for me, is moving out of, like, survival and actually understanding, like, learning things, even with, like, body posture, like, when I'm talking, like, even if I am caught, like, I know I'm confident in the services I deliver, but, like, can I have, like, the body language, like, when I'm talking to a client or when I'm talking to someone, like, can I speak confidently with the, like, to reflect what I already know I'm delivering, if that makes sense. And I feel like I'm learning so much. It's just, like, it's a learning experience, learning how to regulate your stress. Like every new level of life, whether it's in business or personal or other, like every new level of life, there's going to be a new stress level until your lungs adjust. And I guess like, I'm just like, I don't, my one thing is like, I have my business to support my life. I don't live to support my business. And so I'm really trying to remember that like I want to build a business in a way that works for me, that's sustainable with a regulated nervous system. You know what I'm saying? That like does all of that. And I have a really good system down. It's just those moments of like you've never done something before, so you don't know how to set boundaries. You don't know how to organize something until you do, and especially on like a larger scale. And I think the next step is going to be hiring employees so that it can run without me and all of these things. So it's exciting, but it's also like this is just a new era. And in every business, it's just new eras. You don't know, you've never been there, so you're going to make mistakes and keep going.
And I think it's exactly what you said, like when you're in entrepreneurship, it's reminding yourself that you are like, you're not having to live to work?
You don't have to work to live.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like the reason why you probably got into this space. I mean, I can't say for everyone, but for everyone that I have met and for us, I know, is the reason why you go into the space of entrepreneurship, even though it's a higher stress level a lot of times because the responsibility always falls on you 100%. It's still like it's to give you that authority on yourself and on your work. And also in a way, it also propels you to take more responsibility and to deliver even more, right? 100%. Because it's like I can't find an excuse or there's nothing that I can kind of get myself out of this,
right? Me.
Which then also helps a lot in your personal life.
100%.
That great boil like overflows into that personal, like in terms of taking responsibility, taking action, problem solving.
Yeah. No. And I feel like I don't think that there's anything you can do that's better for character development than being an entrepreneur, because I mean, honestly, Kat, I'm sure you'd say the same with like the NAMI and managing employees and building brands, but like you have to really work on your own identity to be the type of person who can show up and lead a team, or the type of person who can show up and serve. Cause honestly, I think a lot of business is service. It's really service to the clients. And I think when you learn to walk in authority, to set boundaries, to deliver perfection, you know, like to do all of those things, like it can't help but like transform the way that you handle your personal life. And honestly,
100%.
Yeah, so
for sure. And a big thing for me too is that everything that I do, and this was actually my quote. So in high school, you could like when you graduated, you could have like your senior quote, right? My senior quote was always deliver more than expected. And it's something that I always carry in my life, which is in anything that I do, but I mean really anything. Like if I'm just playing a game like of football with my friends, or if I am like reading, or if I'm working with a client, whatever it may be, I'm always going to think about what I was meant to do and add more to it. Because in like, it forces, there's a lot of stuff that happens when you do that, right? One is obviously you will accomplish more. Two is if you can't reach that, like excel that, you learn what the structure and what your, I don't know if boundaries, but your limits are too. And then like you have nothing to lose, literally nothing to lose, and only something to gain. Go ahead.
I was going to say the value that you deliver to other people too. When you 100%. Over-deliver, people like will stay with you forever.
Exactly. And I have a lot, like I've talked with quite a few people that say like, well, why would I do that if I'm like not getting paid extra? Why would I do that if I'm not getting compensated for this? Why would I do extra if I'm not receiving that? And I say, okay, maybe right now it's not, but you're proving yourself. And there's other people, like what we forget a lot of times is that there's a lot of people watching and that do see those details that maybe the person that you're thinking you were like doing it for didn't notice, but that other people around you knows for. I've had it so many times in my life that I do something and it's not for the client that I'm doing, but other people notice the effort and the way I structured it. And they come and like, hey, we noticed this really good trait. We want you to do like this and that, right? So it's a big, like, if I really am a big believer, like if you do good or put out good or excel, like
it will come back. It's a boomerang. It will shoot back to you and you will reap those benefits.
Yes. No, you're so spot on. And as a business owner, like, I can say firsthand, it's really hard to hire people. I've tried to hire some contractors. I'm still really early on, you know, but like every contractor that I've hired, like nobody cares about your business more than you do. So it's really hard to replace yourself. So when you're providing a service to another business, if you can walk in and just care about their business and work on their business as if it was your own, I promise you, they will give you a position in their company.
100%.
If anybody approached me and was willing to put in as much work as I do in my own company, they would have a seat like at the table.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, and they would not only, and if they continued, they would not only have that seat, they would go up another seat and 100%. Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So I am so behind what you're saying. Honestly, I remember like even as a kid reading the verse that's like, whatever you do, like do it as if you're doing it to God. And like, yeah. I love the whole concept of just like, exactly what you said, like whether someone's watching or not. And this for me is really, really hard because like I was the type of kid like who I wouldn't make my bed. I won't pick up like the like I don't notice little details, but I've learned as I've gotten older, like, man, like go that little step further, like make your bed, like present yourself, like brush your hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like,
no,
like,
the devil's is really things. In the details.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Details yeah. matter.
100%. And like, that is really what's going to stick you apart for some random person in you is like the attention you put into the small details that majority of people won't look at, but are what will have the most impact in the person's life.
And this is advice, not just for entrepreneurs, but especially for employees. So
yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about our startup or Kat as well, if you have anything to add, and then let's talk about the startups.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was pretty much what you said. Like for me, it's been, I've had a lot. I had a really stressful point. There's always stressful points, though. And it never stops. Yeah, it never stops. And there's always like, I know that when I get a call, I know it's because it's a problem. It's not a positive thing. It's a negative thing. So as soon as the phone rings, my body automatically is like, don't answer, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Like you don't want to do that to yourself. But it's that like the more that you're going to do this problem solving, the more you're going to learn. And you're going to gain value to yourself. So yeah, it's just been like this week, it was a really tough problem that was happening with the NAMI. And it was just how like dealing with it. And also because one of the saunas stopped working, and that's a big aspect of why people stay there. Yeah. And to get that piece, it was like, we have to ship it from Ontario, which is like far away. Yeah. And it was like managing that, and we have guests checking in, and how are we going to manage the guests that are checking in, the guests that checked out, the guests coming, because we don't know if it's going to come in a week, in 2 weeks, whatever it may be, because with shipping you never know, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's that aspect of what you said, and I think it's the persistence factor and the factor of, well, if I don't like it's also really good for you to always put yourself in the shoes of that person, right? Obviously not everyone's going to be like you, but what is something that if somebody gave you a return that would make you feel like, wow, that was actually really fairly compensated, or like that actually, like I'm very pleased with that, right?
Right.
And it's more worth you sacrificing that, like issuing that one refund for a reservation or that, like whatever it may be in terms of compensation that's done, than have this, the word being spread around that you're not treating your clients like in a way that's almost like crazy respect for, you know. Yeah. And because word of mouth has so much power. So
I think especially it's true for everyone, but especially in a luxury market.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I know it was so stressful, and I feel like having to make those decisions too, like decision fatigue is a real thing. I don't know if you feel this with your like, but when you're making hard decisions all day, it's kind of hard to continue to go to your personal life and like still have the energy to do that. So you really have to compartmentalize. And I think that these are skills and lessons that we're going to keep learning as we go on our journey. So, so that's kind of like the realness, guys, behind what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And then let's talk about the startups. I'm so excited. Kat, take it away. Let's talk about vibe first, and then vibe parties, and then let's move on.
So, yeah, and we'll try to make this as quick as possible. But we know when we say that, it's always a little bit – add a couple extra minutes onto that. But, yeah, vibe, I'm super excited about it, especially now. And I think not for you also. Like, it's getting more and more real. Now, as more products are coming in, we're getting all the samples in and everything. It's just – you're starting to be like, oh, okay, this is starting to get real. At the same time, it's a little more stressful because sometimes we don't get the products how we wanted. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, shoot, this is not the quality we wanted, or this is not the look we wanted. We're going to have to go back, and the manufacturers are in another continent. So we're going to have to like do that and discuss with them. And it's going to take more time and find solutions. So it's that factor of like excitement, but also stress level in the sense, because we have this deadline we want to meet. But obviously the product is above the deadline, because if we don't have a product we love throwing it into the market, it's obviously not going to succeed in the way that it would, or do as good, you know, because you never know if it will succeed, but do as good as if you were fully behind it and like, no, I 100% like approve of this.
100%.
So yeah, vibe is being, it's super fun. I know not you're getting all the products, because myself and Diogo, who's our other partner in that company, we are always moving around, but Nat, like she said, she's been stable, which is something I aspire. And like in terms of moving around, and you've been receiving all this. So for you, it's almost even more real.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think it's been so interesting too, because like you have to get the sample. I've never done product sourcing before, but you kind of have to get the samples, and then it has all of these like ugly graphics on it that are samples from other people's stuff. And you kind of have to envision like, okay, like if this had something else on it, like you're not judging the graphics, you're judging the quality. And, but yeah, it's been super fun sourcing everything. And then there's some stuff that you're like, what is this? And then there's other stuff that you're like, this is the product. Like we found that. There was one supplier that I was like, chef's kiss, thank you. Yeah. Like they had everything we needed. And I was like, okay, this is really good news. But yeah, it's been fun. And I'm really excited because I feel like I've also been like pitching about the business to like people that I'm like, you need to come to our party. You need to come to our party. And we have a really fun launch plan. I know that, okay, I think it's okay to talk about before, because I just want you guys to like get it. I want you guys to have like an exclusive first access to it. Sure. But Vibe, we are going to help you throw incredible events effortlessly. I'll just leave it at that. We're going to help you throw incredible events that are super trendy, effortlessly, making socializing in real life cool again, hosting, meaningful connection, really fun, effortless, easy. We did a lot of market research on like, what are the things that are preventing people from having people over at their homes? And a lot of it was, you know, the planning, the putting everything together. Are people going to have a fun time? We're going to fix all of that for you guys, make it effortless. But on the wait list, which is going to launch hopefully sometime in the next month or two, we're going to be giving away some cool products. And also, we're going to be throwing someone their dream party. So you guys should start thinking about what your dream party is, like what your dream get together. It could be anything from like cold plunging and coffee to like, I don't know, like a party on the beach, or the sky's the limit. We are going to give one lucky person the party of their dreams, and we're going to throw it for them. So, start thinking, guys, because I'm really, really excited for this.
I'm super excited for it too. I cannot wait for it. Yeah, for sure. So keep an eye out, guys, because we will be announcing, things are going to start rolling out quicker. Again, it's a tough situation. It's a tough time to be in because we can't say too much.
Yeah.
But it's also like there is, we can start talking a bit about it.
A lot is still in the details. So
yeah. And another thing that I'm super excited about, but that one we cannot talk about too much about.
No, we're just starting an e-commerce company.
Yes. Nat and I are starting an e-commerce company, and it's something that I've thought for a while, like a few years now, about wanting to start.
Yeah.
And I like, there's a lot of things that were preventing just in terms of timing. And then I talked to Nat and I'm like, Nat, you know what? There's so much that in areas that I like that I don't have expertise that Nat has.
And say,
And I said, Nat, like, would you want to start this for me? And
she's like, Nat had such a good idea. Like I'm so grateful that she's inviting me into this because
I'm grateful she accepted, because I would have been screwed if it came to social media marketing.
No, you would have figured it out. I just don't think you would have had as much fun with the other portion because you don't love it as much.
But, yeah, because not my passion. But
guys, this is like, stay tuned over the next couple months.
Yes.
We're hoping by summer we can really tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that's very vague, but we're very excited about this.
And as we get like working more and more on it, we will be sure to share and even possibly like give you guys like even do some episodes where you see us doing the back work, like the behind the scenes work. Like from the design aspect to a bunch of other different things, like for you guys to kind of get a feel of like what goes on.
Yeah.
But again, it may be something that can only be released after we already went through a couple of like achievements in the progress. So, but we definitely want to give you guys an insight of that, because a lot of times people don't share that. And I just know it'd be so valuable for me if I saw the process of what goes into starting a brand, especially an e-commerce brand, because it's something that's more obtainable for people to start.
And 100%. Also, guys, you're going to be the first to know about it. So definitely subscribe to the podcast, share this with a friend, and we'll probably be doing product giveaway for both businesses. So, definitely stay tuned. We're really excited. And like Kat said, there's not a lot of times where you get to see people really through the raw process of building. People talk a lot after. They write their books after. They start their podcasts after. Kat and I went on a limb and we were like, no, we're not doing that. Whether it goes down in flames or up in success, they're coming with us. So subscribe, follow along. And and that's how it's going with Kat and I.
Yes. And if you guys enjoy the episode, please like, and like Nat said, subscribe. And on Spotify, please give us a 5-star review. Only for 5-star.
Only 5-star. Otherwise, just DM us. And you know what? Just don't listen to us if you don't like us. But,
And again,
it helps us so much, guys. Please.
Yeah. For sure.
Please.
For sure. And remember that we're just like Nat said, we're figuring it out too. So come figure it out with us. You guys can always DM us if you want to talk about a specific topic or anything like that. We're more than happy to talk about it, give our insights. Not that it's professional insights, but at least, figuring it out together.
Bye, guys.
Bye.